With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Ayn Rand was one of the most controversial writers in recent history. Her emphatic views on religion, capitalism, and communism outraged intellectuals in both the left and the right. Ayn Rand is best known for The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. Her heir and executor is Leonard Peikoff, who has edited a book called The Early Ayn Rand, a selection of her unpublished fiction.
She threw very little out. I found, for instance, her complete correspondence from the time when she was still corresponding in Russian, because she had just come to this country and she didn't know English yet. That's from the early 20s, the mid-20s.
In her New York City apartment, Peikoff found all sorts of memorabilia.
The books that she collected and her records and her ornaments, her rock collection.
Oh, rock collection.
Oh, yes, she had a huge collection of pictures of cats.
Ayn Rand's personal library contained books on architecture, business, industry, which she used as research, and fiction by Dostoevsky and Victor Hugo, and murder mysteries.
She loved Agatha Christie. She read every Agatha Christie twice, because she marked a check in the corner when she finished it the first time. Years later, she started the second time around and then put a slash through the check of each one as she finished and read the entire works through the second time.
Ayn Rand's manuscripts and memorabilia will eventually go to the Library of Congress, but not until Leonard Peikoff finishes the editing of her journals, letters, and lectures. Peikoff says the stories, screenplays, and unpublished excerpts from her novels and the early Ayn Rand were never intended for publication, but he put them together to show her development as a writer.
They do have, I think, some fascinating things about them, but the very first ones, she was just limping in English. She did not know how to spell too well. She did not know punctuation or grammar or idiom.
Leonard Peikoff, editor of the early Ayn Rand, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Leonard Peikoff traces the development of Ayn Rand as a writer in a book called The Early Ayn Rand, fiction and screenplays dating to the 20s and 30s, long before The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. Peikoff says Ayn Rand's first story in English was written in 1926, the year she came to America from Russia, where her father was a well-off businessman.
During the Revolution, he was expropriated, and they fled to the Crimea. They came back and they had to live under the communist dictatorship, which she hated with a violent passion.
Had there not been a liberal phase in the USSR in which some immigration was allowed, Ayn Rand might never have been able to leave.
She left thinking at that time that she would send for her family to join her soon. Little did she know that they would never be given permission to leave, and they all died under Stalin.
Not long after arriving in America, Ayn Rand landed in Hollywood.
But she always knew she wanted to write, and she did not know English at the beginning, so her idea was to earn a living by writing for the silent screen.
Ayn Rand accidentally bumped into director Cecil B. DeMille on a movie set.
He put her as an extra in one of his movies, The King of Kings.
Where she saw a handsome man on the set who became her husband.
She went out of her way during one of the scenes to trip him, and he fell onto her on the set, and they met each other that way and subsequently got married.
Ayn Rand later worked in the wardrobe department of RKO, but quit after she sold her first movie script. Even then, Peikoff says, her philosophy showed in her work.
The first overtly philosophical piece was the first thing that she wrote for the movies, which was Red Palm. That was vigorously anti-communist and also anti-religious.
Selections from Ayn Rand's writing of the 20s and 30s are found in The Early Ayn Rand, edited by Leonard Peikoff. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Ayn Rand has had an enthusiastic following ever since her novel, The Fountainhead, which set the stage for her philosophy of rational self-interest called objectivism. Her unpublished writings of the 20s and 30s have been gathered in a book called The Early Ayn Rand, edited by Leonard Peikoff. Ayn Rand's first novel was the semi-autobiographical We the Living. Peikoff says it was written in 1933, but not published until 1936.
She was regarded as a pariah by the establishment, a position which she occupied till her death on varying grounds.
Her bizarre second book was called Anthem.
This is the diary of someone far in the future where a completely collectivist state has taken over, and they have obliterated the word I.
When The Fountainhead appeared, it was an instant hit and went back on the bestseller list after the movie version with Gary Cooper.
Before The Fountainhead, she and her husband ate at a cafeteria in Manhattan where there were two meals, 39 cents and 59 cents. They always had the 39-cent meal. And after The Fountainhead came out, they were able to afford the 59-cent meal.
Peikoff says Ayn Rand was a staunch advocate of the romantic approach to writing, which includes a key element: plot.
The idea of a purposeful progression with a climax and a resolution, a beginning, a middle, and end. She hated the idea of some casual sequence of events or non-events that started nowhere and meandered for a while and then petered out.
Ayn Rand's last work of fiction was Atlas Shrugged. Then her philosophic side took over, and she turned out half a dozen books of nonfiction before her death.
She had presented her heroes, she had presented her view of the world, and now she wanted to put it in nonfiction terms.
Leonard Peikoff, who has begun the Ayn Rand Institute in Los Angeles, aimed at spreading the ideas of the founder of the philosophy called objectivism, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.